Proverbs 26. As the snow in the summer, and as the rain in the harvest are not meet, so is honor unseemly for a fool. As the sparrow by flying, and the swallow by flying escape, so the curse that is causeless shall not come. Unto the horse belongeth a whip, to the ass a bridle, and a rod to the fool's back. Answer not a fool according to his foolishness, lest thou also be like him. Answer a fool according to his foolishness, lest he be wise in his own conceit. He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool is as he that cutteth off the feet and drinketh iniquity. As they that lift up the legs of the lame, so is a parable in a fool's mouth. As the closing up of a precious stone in an heap of stones, so is he that giveth glory to a fool. As a thorn standing up in the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. The excellent that formed all things both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth the transgressors. As a dog turneth again to his own vomit, so a fool turneth to his foolishness. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? More hope is of a fool than of him. The slothful man saith, a lion is in the way, a lion is in the streets. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful man upon his bed. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom, and it grieveth him to put it again to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. He that passeth by and meddleth with the strife that belongeth not unto him is as one that taketh a dog by the ears. As he that feigneth himself mad casteth firebrands, arrows, and mortal things, so dealeth the deceitful man with his friend, and saith, am not I in sport? Without wood the fire is quenched, and without a tale-bearer strife ceaseth. As the coal maketh burning coals, and wood a fire, so the contentious man is apt to kindle strife. The woods of a tale-bearer are as flatterings, and they go down into the bowels of the belly. As silver dross overlaid upon a potsherd, so are burning lips and an evil heart. He that hateth will counterfeit with his lips, but in his heart he layeth up deceit. Though he speak favorably, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Hatred may be covered by deceit, but the malice thereof shall be discovered in the congregation. He that diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it shall return unto him. A false tongue hateth the afflicted, and a flattering mouth causeth ruin. God bless, and carry on.